AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama is expected to announce tomorrow that the U.S. and Cuba have finalized an agreement to reopen embassies in each other's capitals. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports it's been more than a half century since there was a U.S. ambassador to Cuba.
In January 1961, President Dwight Eisenhower cut diplomatic ties with Cuba because of Fidel Castro's increasing reliance on the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Now, 10 presidents later, an Obama administration official says they will announce a reopening of embassies in Washington and Havana.
With a deadline for agreement going into overtime, President Obama is warning that no nuclear deal with Iran is better than a bad deal.
The president says he's been clear from the outset.
I will walk away from the negotiations if, in fact, it's a bad deal.
And he says recent Iranian vows to bar nuclear inspectors from military bases cast doubt on Iran's commitment to the framework reached in April.
The verification regime is inadequate. We're not going to get a deal.
At a news conference with Brazil's visiting president, Obama said any deal lifting sanctions in exchange for blocking Iran's pathways to a bomb will not rely on trust. Whether there is such a deal, he says, is up to Iran. Mark Smith at the White House.
Time has run out for the bailout program that has kept Greece financially afloat for 5 years. That means it won't have any access to existing finance from its Eurozone partners and the International Monetary Fund. Jeb Bush has posted his income tax returns since 1981. In 2013, he had an income of nearly $7.5 million. His principal business was consulting and speaking. And New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has joined the race. This is AP Radio News. First Lady Michelle Obama welcomed 50 fourth-grade Girl Scouts to the South Lawn of the White House today for a campout tonight.
Hey, guys. You ready for this? We are so excited to have you here. I'm not going to talk long because I really just wanted to formally welcome you to the White House.
Mrs. Obama says she's looking forward to spending some quality time with the Girl Scouts.
You guys are going to teach me how to do some of these things. Will you please? I don't know if I can officially earn a badge, but I want to try. All right? So I want to get going. But you guys have got to be helpful. I don't know anything.
The White House declined to say if the First Lady would be trading her bedroom for a tent. Officials in Washington state say firefighters are battling a wildfire that has now scorched more than 4 square miles near Wenatchee. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.